那么总结这些介词之后，我们来做一些练习，看一下在句中表达时间分别有哪些介词。Number one is he has gone abroad. 他出国了。He will return 2 years time. 那么应该翻译成他两年之后会回来。好，在将来时中，两年之后用 in 这个介词，所以应该是 he has gone abroad. He will return in 2 years time. He has gone abroad. He will return in 2 years time. Number two is Saturdays. I always go to the market.在星期六我总是去市场。好，在星期六，星期六是个具体的日子，应该是用 on 这个介词。 On Saturdays I always go to the market。 我们注意一下 On Saturdays， Saturdays 是复数形式，所以应该是表示每逢星期六我总是去市场。总是是个频率性的经常性动作，用一般现在时来表达。 Number three is I never go to the cinema the week。 OK， 在一周里面我很少去看电影。在一周里面通常就表示在工作时间，那么应该是 in the week 或者是 during the week， both are okay, okay. Week 表示一周的意思，那么周末是 weekend 加 end， weekend 周末的意思。在周末是 at the weekend， at the weekend 在周末。那么在一周里是 in the week 或者是 during the week。 Number four is he ran 100 meters 13 seconds。 他在13秒之内跑完100米。好，在之内应该是 in， 那么这句话He ran 100 meters in 13 seconds. Number five is I can't see him the moment I'm busy. 我现在不能见他，我很忙。好，那么在此刻是 at the moment. At the moment 是有固定搭配。OK， 在此刻我不能见他。Number six, my birthday is November the 7th. I was born 1974. 好，我的生日是11月7号，那么我生于1974年，那么我的生日是11月7号是一个具体的日子，应该是用介词 on。 OK， 那 My birthday is on November the 7th. I was born in 1974. 好，我们说在具体的年份之前用 in 这个介词。 I was born in 1974. Number 7 is The days are very short. December. December 表12月。 OK， 那么在12月，在月份前面应该用介词 in。 OK， 那 The days are very short in December. OK。Number eight is we arrived at the village late night. 好，在夜里是 late at night. OK， 那 at night 在夜里， late at night 翻译成在深夜。我们深夜到达村庄。We left early the morning. 好，一大早是 early in the morning. 这两个短语，大清早是 early in the morning， 在深夜是 late at night. Number nine is I shall not hear from him tomorrow. 我们看一下前面有个 not， I shall not hear from him.Tomorrow， 我们到明天才能收到他的信。OK， 那么直到什么时候才应该是 not until， 所以这句话是 I shall not hear from him until tomorrow。 这个结构 not until， 直到什么时候才。第九句话中间有个短语是 hear from somebody means receive a letter from somebody， 收到我们的信的含义。 OK， that's all for the key structures in lesson 9。 注意一下表示时间的重语之前分别使用哪些介词。Now let's get on to the passage. Look at lesson 9, a cold welcome. 注意一下文章中间时间状语之前的介词选择问题。 OK，